Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Low cash, I know somebody. The 4 o'clock news brief now is sponsored by Classic Auto Body, where quality meets craftsmanship.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former FBI Director James Comey under investigation by the Secret Service for a social media post showing a picture of a shell formation in the number 8647. The White House called it a threat to the president. ABC's Jack Dante has more.
He took down that photo shortly after it started blowing up on the internet with allies to the president, people close to him, interpreting that photo of the shells on the beach as some sort of threat. And you know, he replaced that with a statement saying that he posted the photo, understanding that it was a political message, but he says that he didn't really understand that some might see this as a call or associated with violence.
The president returning from his four-day trip to the Middle East and says the U.S. and Iran nuclear talks are getting closer to a deal, Iran disputing the president's optimism. A manhunt continues in New Orleans after a jailbreak today. Authorities say 11 suspects being held escaped. One escapee, though, has already been captured. This is ABC News. A groundbreaking gene therapy is helping a 9-month-old baby. When KJ Muldoon was just 6 months old, he was treated at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for a rare disorder that causes dangerous levels of ammonia to build up in the blood. Doctors came up with a customized gene editing treatment that corrects the single error in his genome. Here's Nicole Muldoon, KJ's mom.
By the next day, he was up laughing, looking around, seeing what was going on. Very nosy, wanting to know what was going on. Playing with his toys like nothing ever happened.
KJ, now 9 months, hitting developmental milestones. Commuter trains in New Jersey at a standstill after train engineers went on strike over pay and benefits, leaving some 350,000 customers who traveled to and from New York and throughout New Jersey scrambling to find other transportation. That strike also impacting the Meadowlands for a Shakira concert and the Subway Series between the Yankees and Mets this weekend. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast tonight calls for lows of 48 and west winds 10 to 20. Otherwise, some spotty showers possible. Saturday, a few sprinkles possible early, but then just some clouds and highs near 60, northwest winds 15 to 25. Saturday night, lows of 42, partly cloudy, and then Sunday, partly sunny with highs of 63. Winds are out of the north at 8 to 11, and it's 77 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music, call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
It is time for your Friday Town Taxi Triple Play. Looking at what today is, it is Friday, May 16th, yes, but it also happens to be NASCAR Day, which is the third Friday in May. So today we're dedicating the Town Taxi Triple Play to some songs about NASCAR. We'll start it off with Colt Ford, Left Y'all in the Dust.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Start your engine.
Engine. Engine.
The rubber turning my fast car racing to sprint up, cause I'm NASCAR. Call me Robbie, Jeff, or Dale Earnhardt. You can start your engines. It's NASCAR number one. I'll never be the
down in the dump.
Spring Cup from Daytona to Talladega, four gears shifting at the Bristol Speedway. You can call me Jimmy Johnson, point leader all day. Got a Chevy engine rumbling in a car without keys. 500 laps ago on the track, it's all me. So many sponsors on my car from Kellogg's to Kraft Cheese. That's me walking in once again. My game plan is simple, son, I came to win. Just give me a Budweiser, this one for Rough Rock. Running loose, pass the signal just like Sprint Wide. Thanks to make America, my gas ain't full now. Team to check the flag, drop, feeling good now. Foot to the pedal, asphalt, touch the rubber. Used to watch Virgil Petty, growing up, I learned from it. My pit crew sick too, it's like amazing grace. I say a prayer for the helmet, touch my face. Line running side by side, smoking Kurt Busch, see Harley coming fast, can't stop. I gotta push Casey Mears and Mark Martin in the outside groove. Casey came going low, but they all too slow. I'm hoping I had to leave with 20 laps to go. See you all in Victory Lane, where they pop the champagne. Yeah. Dodge a Toyota, even Chevy or Ford. I love them all, baby doll, when the pedals to the floor. Woo!
Your engines is NASCAR number one. I'll never be the last car. Finish lines all mine, cause I'm NASCAR. Sorry, it's time to go party. Left y'all in the dust.
Hey, Cole, you look pretty good out there, buddy. I know you want to win. You got to slow down. You're all over the track. But don't crash that car. We're gonna be in trouble if you crash that car. I don't know, just slow down.
Oh, summer before the real world started. And the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago. Winging a prayer down a 65. Five best friends on four ball ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. Boys raised the whiskey in gold glass. Now here's to turning up or slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure we're alive to stay Talladega. Like a stone, time rolls on. You can't hit pause, that's what just a do. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all like. Rockin' Randall, getting rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon, till the Alabama sun was breaking. Over Talladega, boys raised the whiskey in your glass. I guess to turn it up or slow it down, because it goes real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure life to stay. October, I think about us shoulder to shoulder. Like those cars, my thoughts roll over and over and over in my mind.
Church, Talladega. There's your Town and Taxi triple play, all dealing with NASCAR today on NASCAR Day.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget, Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Right now at U.S. Cellular, you can get our best deal ever and pay $15 per line when you get four lines. That's the same as the overpriced latte I just ordered.
Whoa, man, what do you have against lattes?
Oh, just saying, $15 per line for four lines is a pretty hard deal to beat.
Okay, but is your deal made with co-op raised beans and house-made non-GMO oat milk?
No, but $15 per line for four lines at U.S. Cellular is pretty sweet savings.
Not sweeter than this matcha cold foam.
Yeah, that's not what I ordered. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Shop all of the May sale deals now at All American Do It Center. Save $5 on a 60-yard roll of painter's tape, now just $7.99. Save up to $18 on select channel locks, sledges, axes, or mauls for that big project. Get a tri-hitch ball mount for $44.99 after $10 savings. Or get select assorted steel gardening hand tools for just $5.99 each. Shop during the May sale now through Sunday at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
Time for the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored today by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they're here for you.
Now, the rest of the story. Charlie and Jack met during the summer of 1947 in a bingo parlor in Atlantic City, New Jersey. They were working there at the time. Charlie was sensitive, serious, fastidious, but Jack was different. Jack was a mess. To Jack, life was a ball, everything was a joke. And though Charlie rarely got the punchline, the two, Charlie and Jack, became friends. At the bingo parlor, Jack had a shady deal with the checker. Together they conspired to record fewer than the actual number of bingo players, and by the end of each evening, Jack found himself a few dollars richer. And when he finally gleefully told Charlie about his ill-gotten gain, Charlie just shook his head slowly with downcast eyes. "You're stealing," he said. "Jack, Jack, Jack." But despite Charlie's chronic exasperation, the two remained friends through the summer. Their friendship survived even during the following months when the two of them, attempting to save money on rent, took an apartment together in New York City. Now stay with me here. Charlie is the serious, the meticulous one, and Jack is the fun-loving slob. So one day Jack comes home, finds Charlie ironing shirts, and Jack laughs at Charlie. Charlie is hurt, and Jack says he's sorry. Later, Jack pays his penance by asking Charlie to teach him how to use an iron. Of course, Charlie is overjoyed. But it doesn't stop with ironing. Before Jack knows it, he's got a feather duster in his hand, and Charlie is proudly extolling the virtues of dust-free furniture. So was established the theme of their relationship, with variations to follow. It's not remembered who first reached the breaking point. Merely that Charlie eventually moved out and as far away as he could possibly get, California. Now, the story you've just heard, the story of Charlie and Jack, is all these years past, many years before The Odd Couple was even a smile in playwright Neil Simon's imagination. According to Mr. Simon, there is no direct connection. His play, he says, represents a common situation. It's a tribute to the Felix and Oscars and Charlie and Jacks everywhere. Still, for all we know, Charlie and Jack were the original odd couple. And something else. You know Charlie and Jack. You know them because Jack stayed in character even after Charlie had gone. And in spite of what Charlie had taught him, Jack remained the irrepressible mess, the fun-loving slob in life and on television. That's right. Jack became TV's disorganized Oscar Madison opposite Tony Randall's Felix Unger in the long-running sitcom version of The Odd Couple. But if Jack, the Jack Klugman, stayed in character, Charlie most certainly did not. You see, Charlie, Jack Klugman's neat freak New York roommate, the young man shocked at the notion of a dishonest dollar, the fastidious homemaker obsessed with neat and sweet and clean. Well, he became the dusty, crusty, gunslinging villain of innumerable movie westerns, and the revenge-driven anti-hero of the fearsome Death Wish series. You bet, Charles Bronson. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored today by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. don't miss out on our Fuel Rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, May 16th. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Not guilty was the verdict handed down in Richland County Circuit Court last night for David Harp, 63, of Baraboo. Harp was charged with second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef, 54, of Partyville. Thursday began with Judge Lisa McDougall giving instructions to the jurors. She pointed out the lack of the state's evidence due to clothing not being tested or preserved properly. She stated the state failed to preserve evidence. The defense requested evidence in June of 2023 and again in July of 2024. As of April 2025, the defense had still not received the evidence in the case. The court ordered Richland County to turn evidence over by April 21, 2025. The defense team did not receive the evidence until May 1st, and the trial began May 12th. The judge then repeated a portion of her instructions and closing arguments began. Richland County District Attorney Jennifer Harper pointed out accessibility to the gun. She pointed out that David Harp said the gun was unholstered and loaded into the console of his truck, but a holster was found in the door of the truck. Defense Attorney Jessa Nicholson stated that the case should have been thrown out following testimony by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. She brought up the fact of the lack of reliable evidence. Although there were no usable fingerprints on the murder weapon, the trigger was never tested for prints. Also, while Marsha Neef's clothing was collected, it was never tested for any type of evidence. The console where the gun was kept was also not tested for prints or DNA, and although it was reported that all three were drinking heavily, no blood alcohol test was given. Again, jurors in Richland County found David Harp not guilty of second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef. A severe storm system traveled through Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports.
The entire state endured a severe weather outbreak, with over 30 tornado warnings issued last night. Now, the National Weather Service offices are out surveying the damage. NWS Twin Cities is looking at St. Croix County, where a tornado was reported seen on the ground, with pictures and videos of it near the town of Roberts. And it looked to be headed towards New Richmond. The skies were green, and this is just 45 minutes outside of Minneapolis. Meanwhile, near Eau Claire in Altoona, softball-sized hail came crashing through windows, busting out windshields on cars, and doing some damage. NWS in La Crosse is in Clark County today, looking at 3 to 4 different spots where twisters may have struck, like Loyal to Colby, which is just about 35 minutes west of Wausau. And the NWS Green Bay is in Marathon County in the Red Falls area, surveying damage and possible touchdowns in Cronenwetter, too. Ping pong ball size hail was reported near there, as well as Stevens Point, where strong rotation was also seen near Plover. The NWS Milwaukee is in Juneau and Mayville in Columbia County, which is about an hour away from downtown Milwaukee. There, roofs are reported ripped off of homes, damage to buildings, power lines down, and trees. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes so far this year on April 28th. 3 of them were rated EF1s and 4 were EF0. EF1 tornadoes have wind gusts of 86 to 110 miles per hour. It's based on the Enhanced Fujita Scale damage indicators. So a tornado is actually rated on the damage it does. And this could take some time. I know that the National Weather Service offices are still planning to look at more areas tomorrow, too. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There have been no reports of any major storm damage in the Reedsburg-Baraboo area where there was a tornado warning during the late afternoon. The WRCL listening area was under a tornado watch during the late afternoon, early evening hours, but nothing severe transpired from the storm with the exception of a few showers, lightning, and hail in some areas. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about storm chaser scams. Following severe weather across the state yesterday and last week, officials say residents should be on the lookout for repair crews going door to door offering help. The scammers are typically from out of state and seek to take advantage of those who experienced storm damage. What they like to do is take payments for repairs and leave the area without doing any work. You should look to hire local contractors and detail the repair work. The Grant County Sheriff's Office reports on Tuesday morning at approximately 6:22, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash on County Highway H near Model Road in Smelzer Township. When deputies arrived and began investigating the crash, they learned Nicholas F. Vosberg, 24 of Cuba City, was traveling in his vehicle west on County Highway H. While traveling, Vosberg informed deputies he looked away from the road, and when he looked back, he was in the opposite lane of travel. At that time, Daniel J. Yeager, 67 of Cuba City, was traveling east. Both vehicles collided in the eastbound lane, with Vosberg's vehicle coming to rest in the ditch and Yeager's vehicle coming to a stop in the lane of travel. Vosberg was transported by Hazel Green EMS to Mercy Medical Center in Dubuque for treatment of injuries. Yeager was not injured. County Highway H was closed in both directions for 3 hours for highway cleanup. As a result of the crash, Vosberg was cited for operating left of center. Assisting the Grant County Sheriff's Office at the scene were the Wisconsin State Patrol, Hazel Green EMS, and the Hazel Green Fire. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced 3,053,700 total non-farm jobs in the state. According to April 2025 preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, preliminary employment estimates for April showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.3% over the last month, which is 9/10 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The state's labor force participation rate ticked down to 65.5% in April, while the national rate increased slightly to 62.6%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 2.9 percentage points above the rest of the nation. The Village of Muscadet is hosting its annual Morel Mushroom Festival tonight through Sunday. Known as the Morel Mushroom Capital of Wisconsin, Muscadet's festival attracts mushroom enthusiasts and visitors from across the region. The festivities are currently underway with a car cruise. Also, an antique farm and tractor pull starts at 5, and a Riverdale Summer League baseball tournament will be held at JC Park. Tomorrow morning, we'll feature a pancake breakfast starting at 7, half twisted, half knot at 8, and a softball tournament. At 9:30, the Riverdale Varsity Baseball Invitational gets underway. Later in the morning, starting at 11, the Kinchi Pedal Pools will be held and Fire Safety House Kids Zone will open. In the afternoon, the parade on Wisconsin Avenue will step off at 3, and following the parade, Native American hoop dancers will be performing at Mushroom Headquarters. Also, throughout the day, there will be arts and crafts and various food vendors offering local delicacies. In the evening, the Muscadet Fire Department will have their annual steak feed starting at 4, and fireworks will be shut off at dusk along the Wisconsin River. Throughout the weekend, attendees can also enjoy a variety of activities such as bounce houses, a petting zoo, and food and beverage tastings. Fresh and fried morel mushrooms will be available for purchase at the Muscadet Mushroom Festival tonight through Sunday. For more information and a detailed schedule of events, visit the official festival website or the Village of Muscadet's page. Grace will be hosting an outdoor running event tomorrow at the Killian Meyer Building at Kroska Park. There will be a quarter-mile kids run, a one-mile fun run walk, a 5K fun run walk, and a 10K run. It's not too late to participate. Online registration can be completed at runsignup.com. You can also register at the Killian Meyer Building from now until 6:30 or the morning of the race from 6:30 to 7:30. The NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team will host a quilt gala tomorrow night at the Richland Center Community Center. Dress in your prom-like attire for this black tie event. Enjoy finger foods while bidding on the quilted items donated to support Grace. Doors will open at 6. The auction will begin at 8. Cost of entry is $10. For the first time in at least 180 years, Ho-Chunk drumming, dancing, and singing will take place in historic Tippisaukee Farm, the home of Cross Currents Heritage Center near Blue River. The Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe will perform at the Cross Currents Heritage Center on Sunday at 2. A tent on the lawn will be set up with 100 folding chairs, but visitors are welcome to bring lawn chairs and blankets. The event is free, but pre-registration is required. To pre-register, go to crosscurrentsheritage.org and scroll down to the register button. And the Ithaca Lions Club will be holding their annual consignment auction on Sunday starting at 11 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Consignments being accepted include agricultural equipment, lawn and garden, recreation equipment, cars, trucks, and tools, to name a few. No tires or electronics will be accepted. Items will be accepted at sales site tomorrow from 8 until 5, and Sunday, the day of the sale, from 8 until 9:30. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81, of Avoca, died May 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after a long, courageous battle with cancer. Memorial services will be held Sunday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Sunday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81, of Avoca. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45, of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center, died April 27th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from noon to 5 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established for her son, Tucker. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45, of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held at 1 Thursday at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Beverly A. Knight, age 84.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat. Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
calm and comfortable weather today, with mixed skies out there, spots of sunshine, spots of clouds, spots of showers, and some rumbles of thunder possible. It's also windy, gusting out of the southwest at 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures today scrape the upper 70s and are now tonight going to slide to the upper 40s. Staying breezy, spotty showers are still possible. And a few sprinkles could linger early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, blustery winds pulling out of the northwest now. Still feisty, around 15 to 25 miles per hour. It's going to bring us a cooler day with cloud cover. Highs only scrape about 60. It'll be partly cloudy and cool tomorrow night, falling to about 40 degrees, and then Sunday, some sunshine and calm conditions. Yeah, the winds are going to finally ease up. As they call it quits, highs only rebound to the mid-60s. We drop a little cooler, possibly to the upper 50s on Monday as more clouds move in, winds staying breezy and a chance of drizzle. Tuesday is going to be gray and dreary, with soaking rain throughout the day and high temperatures only reaching the mid-50s. That's pretty much the coolest day of the week. We get a little warmer to the mid-60s on Wednesday, drying things out. The sunshine returns. It'll be partly sunny, still on the crisp side of things with a breeze. But then on Thursday next week, it's going to be rather nice. Mostly sunny, bright, and beautiful. Highs reach the upper 60s. That's comfortable if you ask me. No humidity. And no fuel for severe thunderstorms. Speaking of fuel, though, we are still in a high fire danger, regardless of the rain. These windy conditions are not helping things, and a very high fire danger exists in Monroe and Jackson counties. Avoid burning. Be patient. We've got a soaker next week. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening and have a wonderful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a partly sunny 78. Our high today is 79, while our morning low is 48. Yesterday, we set a record high at 90, and we saw 0.03 of an inch of rain. A record high on this date, 87, set in 1962. A record low, 27 in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 77 and our low, 54. Sunset today will be at 8:20. Sunrise tomorrow at 5:36. We've seen a trace of rain today, the barometer down to 29.43, and winds out of the northeast at 10. Again, it's 78 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Home Repair Assistance. ¿Tiene una emergencia de reparación en su hogar? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ofrecemos asistencia para reparaciones urgentes a fin de garantizar que su hogar siga siendo seguro y habitable. Facing a home repair emergency? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. We provide assistance for urgent home repairs to ensure your home remains safe and livable. From critical roof fixes to essential energy efficiency upgrades, we're committed to helping those in need. Call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can assist you in an emergency situation.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to High School Softball. Today's featured game, Dodgeville at Richland Center, is coming up soon. The Hornets and Dodgers rematch after meeting earlier this season and going extra innings before Dodgeville won. We'll talk to Richland Center head coach Jamie Gander coming up during the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. The Sparky Reynolds Track Invitational is going on today in Boscobel. Richland Center track teams are there, and they are coached by Laura Ewing, who earlier this week was really looking forward to the meet.
I'm really excited for Sparky. Sparky's been one of my favorite meets, even since I was competing. It's in Boscobel. It's ran really, really well. They know what they're doing, and it's the biggest meet that we have all year long. So there are 26 schools that are attending. And a lot of schools we don't really see super often, especially a couple of teams that are going into our regional meet, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. So I'm really excited to see where our athletes place in this huge pool of incredible athletes.
Richland Center track coach Laura Ewing. Good luck to all of the track teams competing at Sparky Reynolds, which is underway as we speak. This is the pregame show sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love fast, safe, and fresh. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 9. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HD2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Richland Center softball coach Jamie Gander is our guest. Jamie, you got a big game with Dodgeville tonight. It's the rematch, one that you could have won last time at Dodgeville.
Yeah, I feel we had them, you know, right where we wanted them, and it just slipped away at the end there. I think we were up by two with two outs, bottom of the seventh, and they had some runners on, and then just put a good hit in the right field that got away from us, scored a couple, and went into extra innings. We ended up getting beat by one. They're undefeated in conference at this point. Hoping we can come out tonight and see if we can change things a little here.
How's the team been playing lately, Jamie?
We had a really good stretch. We went on a five-game winning streak. If you go back to the Seneca game, and then had a big win against Lancaster. You know, there's, like I said, five games there. We played good ball. The Valley game the other night, they have improved. That was a good win down there for us. And then, Ithaca tournament, we played Hillsboro, beat them, and then beat Ithaca the second game. And I'll tell you, Ithaca had some players. J.C. Maxwell, hats off to her. Between her and Kyrie, it was kind of a fun game to be a part of. It was, I think, the first three innings. It was just 1-2-3, both teams. And, at the end, we just were able to put a ball in play and get some runs through and ended up winning.
31 strikeouts in the game between the two pitchers. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Like I said, it was a fun game to be a part of. And I tell our kids, I said, I think we grew that game because we were having a hard time putting a bat on the ball, and we just played small ball and won the game, not based off our hitting, just some bunts, making them make some throws, and some of them got by, and we got some runs in. So
Hornets play Dodgeville coming up. We'll have more in a moment from Jamie.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Get ready and rolling with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Right now, save up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc bind disc mower conditioners during the Ready and Rolling sales event. Fast, reliable, built to perform, and backed by serious savings. But hurry, these offers end June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer, and get ready and rolling today.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Jamie Gander, our guest on WRCO. Jamie, as you look at the game today, anything going to be different about the Richland Center lineup?
We got Tatum Razick hurt her finger the other night down in Prairie. That was a tough game for us. The kids just didn't have the energy. I think that happens. You know, all year we've been focused on staying committed to the team, bringing that energy, and we've done a very good job, and we just fell short the other night. So Tatum, again, yeah, she hurt her finger, dislocated it, maybe a small fracture, they think. So we'll probably be starting Ella Clements in left field in her spot. And then, Reagan Shep had a concussion, if you guys remember, back to Lancaster. We started her in right field. She came in and hit the heck out of the ball. Was doing a real good job for us. Got a concussion in Fayette the next day. So she's been out for the last week. We get her back tonight. So, yeah, you'll see a few different girls in the field, but, no one you're not used to seeing.
Looking at the seeding, which unbelievably is coming up here, this game could play a role in that if you could come out on top, right?
Yeah, it could. We're looking to for sure hopefully get a first round bye and maybe a home game. We'll see. The seeding meeting is Sunday. I've been kind of looking at things, and I think we're in a, we're right in the running to get in that top five or, four spot. So, yeah, obviously Dodgeville, I think they're going to contend for that one spot. You got Gay Electric Trempolo that's right there, and then Prairie du Chien again. And Prairie has gotten better. The first time we played them, it was a tight game. And the other night, they just came out and they hit the ball really well off Kyrie, which really hasn't happened all year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that you've gotten better. I think other teams have gotten better during the year, too.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. You hope.
You hope. And I just, the girls, you could see they were down a little. That was, sometimes that's good to have that happen now, instead of in the tournament or something. And I think they learned from it. I told them last night, I said, the best way to bounce back from a tough loss is a good win. And we have that opportunity to do something no one in the conference has done yet this year tonight.
So the tournament starts in less than a week, actually, and if you do get a little higher seed, you might have a non-conference game next week. Is that right?
Yeah, we're thinking if we get a bye in that first round that we're going to end up scheduling a game with Elroy or Royal. Mm-hmm. ADs have talked, and it's set up pending we both get a bye. Yep. It would be at Elroy, 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Your team, this is one of the better Richland Center softball hitting teams I've seen for a while. And, when you're on, you've got 1 through 9 can hit the ball pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, and that's what we focused on here the last few weeks is trying to, at the beginning of the year, every kid in that lineup can hit. It's a confidence thing. And as you do more with softball, baseball, anything, you've got to go up to the plate expecting to hit the ball. And I think the kids are starting to buy into that. Like I said earlier, we made some changes. I feel, 1 through 9 right now, we can put a bat on the ball. And if we can continue to do that and continue to rely on Kai, her pitching, we're going to be a tough out in this tournament. And then, hats off to Chloe. She's come in some tough spots and did a great job, in relief for us pitching. So.
And then you get ready for the game tonight with Dodgeville. What makes them a tough team, Jamie?
Good pitching, good fielding. Really good coaching, just mistake-free softball. Gene does a good job over there, been there forever. When you watch that team warm up, he just sits there, he watches them, he doesn't say a lot. They know what his expectations are, and I think that's just part of a program that's been, with one person in charge of it for several years. And, even as youth, they know what to expect as they hit that freshman year and the sophomore year and just, so on. They're fun to watch because it is just kind of neat. Gene sits there and he doesn't say a lot, but when he needs to say something, they listen. And, I respect the heck out of that. They've had a good program for a long time.
We'll look forward to the game. Thanks for coming in and talking to us.
You bet. Thank you.
Jamie Gander joining us on our pregame show from WRCO.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas